Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Cut off from Gulf waters, Bahia Grande, a unit of the Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge, changed from productive tidal wetland to nuisance dust bowl. The tide started to turn for this basin with the new millennium.
It was not until 2000 when the Fish and Wildlife Service acquired the land surrounding the Bahia Grande basin that you could start doing something, because the Fish and Wildlife Service was very supportive of restoring the area.
John Wallace is the refuge manager. 8 years later, the process of rehydrating Bahia Grande continues.
Restoring 10,000 acres takes quite a while. We have had to go through an environmental assessment, public hearings, to just make sure that what we were planning to do in restoring it was not going to cause some kind of environmental impact.
Wallace says the project is at the stage of installing the main channel that will fully restore the area. He estimates the work to start in early 2009.
Besides just reducing the blowing dust, it's going to increase the number of marine organisms in the area, anything from larval finfish to shrimp to blue crabs are already in the area, and when we have it fully restored, it's going to do nothing more than become a nice estuarine area to benefit wildlife.
That's our show with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.